You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That we're going to arrive soon, Bezat Hashem, at Matan Torah. So the Torah also says you have to count how many days?
49 days.
No. 50 days. You have to count 50 days. And how many days we count?
49.
And then we have another point that Masechet Makot brings, that for certain type of wrongdoing, we have a...
15 minutes
what?
Makot.
That's 40, yeah.
40 minutes.
Yeah, 40, that one has to receive lashes. So the Torah says 40 lashes, but actually he receives 39. So Gemara explains that from here we learn the koach, the authority of the sages, that when the Torah says 40, then they change it to 39.
Why?
Because they figured out that 39 is better than 40.
Always like saying, instead of shooting the person 20 times, we only going to shoot him 19 times. Does it really, that one bullet makes a difference? I mean,
well, yeah, actually, we have a doctor at the court that he has to evaluate the status of the person and how many lashes he can receive. So he might only be capable to receive 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, according to the doctor. No, but here the Gemara, the source of, to explain to us that what the authority and power they have is from receiving the lashes. But here we have another example, as we see the Sefirat HaOmer, it's the same thing. Torah says 50, so then they said 49, so we count 49. So why are you learning from there? So I have another source. Which one you like better, the lashes or the counting the Omer?
The counting the
Omer. Why do I care about lashes? But yet Gemara says that the koach, the power of the Chachamim here, that they change the Torah, it says 40, it says give him 39.
What would happen if they did 41?
No, they cannot overdo it. We have this concept about anything that bal tosifum, we cannot add to whatever that is required to do.
Maybe it's because of the
Sha'arei
Tumah, and then Mitzrayim was...
This?
In
the Omer? Aye, more so. So here, if the Chachamim come and tell us, you know, this is how great they are, because they made the 50-49. That's even better. So how? Why you tell me they made 40-39? And so,
what are we doing? Don't they, you know, Chachamim add, like for instance, they say that thou shall not cook an animal in its mother's milk. And you know, chicken doesn't produce milk, but then they say you cannot mix, you know, chicken with dairy.
There's a reason for it, because it has mentioned three times in the Torah, this matter you mentioned. So now they learn, you cannot eat it, you cannot cook it, you cannot have any benefit from it. So now, you see, every aspect has some type of lesson for us. So here we learn a very, very beautiful, powerful message. And that is, that's true, that they made the 50-49, but here the Gemara says no, the authority we learn from when they made 40-39. But why? Because here we learn the greatness of a person only shows when you decrease the pain of another Yehudi. Because at the time that they say make the 50-49, just counting, not a big deal. But when they commanded, they decreed that the 40 should be 39, that's what it shows the greatness. So that means anytime that you decrease, you take up from the pain of another, you redeem, you become?
Holy.
You become?
Sadhana.
You become?
Ramamo.
Not listening. You become great.
Holy, holy.
No. Holy is not great. No. You become great. So now here we learn that Gemara is teaching us for making 50, 49. It's not a big deal. But when you make the 40 lashes, you turn it to 39, that shows your
greatness.
Yes. You're great. Why? Because you took off the pain.
No, you don't do too much.
By the way, it's required. Yeah. So, that's a very, very powerful message that we should always remember, that any little bit of pain that you take out of a Yehudi, you add to your greatness. And everybody wants to be great. No. Have mercy on another Yehudi. Feel the pain of another
Yehudi. When you go to the hospital and you visit the sick, it shows how great you are.
Well, you can, yeah. But when you give away something from yourself, that shows that you really care about another Yehudi. Yeah, there are many things that, you know, we like to do, and the nature of a Yehudi is always wants to help, to do good things. But here, sometimes, you know, because this matter is so effective in Shamayim to cancel the Gezerot, so now the negative forces, they don't permit. And that's what the task comes about. You have to make sure that on a daily basis you have a duty to do something for another Yehudi. So now, just imagine, what do you do for another Yehudi today? What do you do?
You do an avazish you keep before coming out of the house.
Yeah. That's good. But the point of matter here is Rabbi Yerucham Zatzal was one time took a train, right? So now as he was running up the train, one of his shoes came off. It came up. So as he went up, notice another shoes came out. Right away, he took the other shoes and threw them out. Because if he has one pair of shoes, what's going to do with it? At least the one that's going to find the shoe. So now he has both pairs of shoes. But he didn't need to think about this twice. Right away, he did it. Right away. Why? Because he realized, well, I'm going to do with one pair of shoes. You know what it is? That right away, instantly, you come to your senses, you know. Maybe I'm not doing something to please another Yehudi. Maybe I'm doing something that I'm bothering another Yehudi. We never think about that. I mean, never think about this. Because we are very independent. So, you know, I do whatever I'm supposed to do. But to think twice, maybe I'm bothering another Yehudi, I'm causing pain. So Hashem is like, you know, to decrease the numbers, and Hashem bring nahat,
amen,
and peace,
amen,
and simcha for another Yehudi.
Amen.
Tehaleka, tehaleka.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.